We have so many Jake and Gino students who come with portfolios of single family homes. They've done 30, and then they've realized this is so much work. I could just do a 50 unit apartment complex, one transaction. I have one property manager, one maintenance tech, instead of having 30 single family homes spread out all over the place.
Hello, everybody. Jake and Gino here. And today we are discussing the benefits of multifamily investing. Now, I'm sure many of you probably started your real estate investing journey reading the Purple Bible, aka Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Or maybe you got hooked on Bigger Pockets. Great, great site there. You've seen most of the successful people in the commercial real estate space, especially some of the talking heads, figureheads, gurus, influencers, whatever you want to say, are multifamily investors. We know that. Maybe you started out fixing and flipping, wholesaling, smaller multifamily, but are trying to level up and understand, why is this multifamily investing so powerful? Why are so many people getting involved? Now, the one thing that Gino and I have realized since we got in the game is that the people that figure it out, the people that get into the business, get a good sized deal under their belt, scale and figure it out, don't leave. And there's a good reason for it. So really follow the money. You see the people that are doing really well, they get into multifamily and they don't leave. Why is that happening? So today, Mr. Gino, we are going to discuss the benefits of multifamily investing. How are you doing, sir?
That was such a nice introduction, Mr. Stenziano. I'm doing fabulous. How are you doing, bro?
Teeing it up for you, big dog.
I like to tee up because there's several benefits that we really want to share with you today. The first one, and I'm going to be honest, this is all Jake knew in the beginning. He was an equity hound. He wanted that cash flow. And when we look at cash flow from these properties, think about it as almost as if it's a dividend from a stock.
Yes.
Stocks issue dividends quarterly. Well, Jake and I get paid
some
monthly on our properties. Well, hopefully, if that's what you're, that's your investing mentality. We're not out there just trying to buy
some properties. Some stocks, not us. We pay every month.
based on cash flow. And our mantra is, if it doesn't cash flow, you let the grass grow.
Boom.
And guess what? Cash flow is coming back, everybody. It never really left. If you're able to underwrite deals properly and be able to add value, it was always there.
Did you say cash flow is in vogue right now?
Oh, dude, it's coming back. Can't you feel it? I can feel it. It's in the air. Cash flow is back in the menu, boys. That's all I'm saying. The dividend payment every month. Think about that. Every month we get paid. And that was alluring and enticing for me when I first started out. Mm-hmm. Our very first deal back in 2013, we bought the property. I had my day job and night job, which is at the restaurant. I needed some money every month. I didn't need a single family home getting me $30 a month in cash flow. And if I had an empty tenant there, I'd be losing money. I needed that first 25 unit that Jake and I put on the contract. I had another partner, my brother, the three of us. After a few months, that property's chugging along. We're making a couple grand each on that property. It was life-changing to me. And having the mentality of getting paid every month, very, very important. The second one, and I think Jake would agree with me on this, the appreciation and the hedge against inflation. For those of you out there that have parents that bought homes back in the 1970s and 1980s for $25,000 and $30,000, what are those homes selling for right now? Not 25 grand.
Nope.
Probably selling for $800,000, $900,000. So it's just a natural appreciation of
the market. They're not going to stop printing money. Let's make it as simple as possible for everyone. The government is not, maybe they're going to stop for the next few months, but long term, they're not going to stop printing money. What's the result of that? The dollar slowly devalues over time, therefore forcing the value of your property up. As long as there's people in the area that you're investing in, as long as there's jobs and people, you're going to probably be okay. That's all I'm saying about that.
So focus on that, the appreciation and the hedge against inflation. Mm-hmm. The third one, tax benefits. Now, my father always used to say to me, Gino, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. And he'd always have a fat wad of cash with those broccoli bands.
I love it.
And always walking around going, this is my money. I'm not giving it away, right? And think
was
about
he doing
that.
A little Sebastian Maniscalco? But what's the deal for the fridge at Sears here? I'm paying cash.
So every week he had his little routine. He smoked cigarettes and he had lottery tickets. That's what he would focus on. That was his $50
sounds
a week.
Sounds a lot like some of our residents.
That was his baby money soldiers. That was his benefits or his luxuries that he was spending every week. But he understood the power of tax benefits. Now translate that into multifamily. And what, 90% plus of all millionaires come from real estate? Now, whether you love Trump or you hate him, I'm ambivalent towards him, but what is his tax strategy? His tax strategy is not to pay taxes. And how does he do that? By cost segregation. Watch our video with Tom Wheelwright on the YouTube channel. It's 8-minute video on, you know, cost segregation for dummies. That is how and why multifamily has exploded for the last few years, because people are utilizing these amazing tax benefits. Now, remember, Jake and I got into it for cash flow. Yeah, that's what we want to get into. All of a sudden, we're like a couple of years into it. We bought that property for 600 grand. Now it's worth 800 grand. Oh, appreciation. Now, this next one, the tax benefits. All of a sudden, we're paying less in taxes because we're utilizing benefits. And there's no such thing as a loophole in the tax laws. Those are the laws in the books, in the tax code. If you learn them, learn how to utilize them. That's what the wealthy are doing. They're utilizing these laws. Jay, can I go on the next one?
It doesn't make you bad, Gino. It makes you smart.
That's right. It makes you smart. Rip off and duplicate, as we like to say, Jake and Gino. The next one is scalability. And this one really hit us at about 100 units on our third deal. We said to ourselves, the IMA guys, I'm going to cut the grass. I'm going to go out and paint. I'm going to do some tile, even though
I'm going to cut the tree down.
I'm going to do everything.
I'm going to still cut trees down, though.
Yeah, but you cut your own trees down and you do it for fun. You're not looking at it for a dollar cost job.
Yeah.
And at 100 units, all of a sudden, we decided we want to become multifamily entrepreneurs. And that's what we've done at Jake and Gino. I mean, students have closed almost 60,000 units. It's almost at $5 billion in transactions.
Can't even get my head wrapped around that.
Think about that for a second. Yeah. But we're not there just teaching people how to buy these deals or even to finance them. We're teaching them how to manage them. And if they're not managing them, manage the third party property management company that is out there. And how do you do that? By implementing systems.
Cadence of accountability, KPIs. Yes. It's a business. That's the key. We don't believe in this, you know, fairy tale dream of only passive income. Okay. We want scalable. Okay. We want replicatable income every month. That allows you to sleep at night. Okay. Not about, for me, not looking to sleep, you know, and have in my feet up in the cot every day on the beach. Cause I just, you know, it's not there for me.
You can have your cake and eat it though, Jake. There are investors out there who've built their net worth significantly. Now they have a ton of equity.
No doubt. I'm more hands-on than that. And I like to make sure that it's a business and I treat it like one and I tend to the sheep. That's all
so
I'm saying.
Let's not poo-poo that one. We're talking about scalability as this benefit. It's an amazing benefit. Cause for those of you out there,
you have control.
Yes, right. You've done 10, 15, 20. We have so many Jake and Gino students who come with portfolios of single family homes. They've done 30, and then they've realized this is so much work. I could just do a 50 unit apartment complex, one transaction. I have one property manager, one maintenance tech. Instead of having 30 single family homes spread out all over the place, it's costing me more money because it's just harder to manage these things.
It's the same water heater in every one. It's the same breaker in every one. It's the same duplicatable thing. Very easy to teach folks that stuff.
Yeah. And Jake, this last one, I want you to tee this one up because I know this is the one where you salivate over. You had no idea what I was talking about when we first started investing in properties. And this is the one that, you know, over 20 million bucks that we've been able to leverage on this. It's been
600,000 more today. This morning, banker came over to the house, signed it, 600K straight to the house, baby, within what, 12 months? Was it? On a 25 unit complex? What Gino's talking about, folks, is refi and roll. Huge, huge, huge opportunity right now. Whoa, we can't do it right now in this part of the cycle. If you buy right, if you manage right, you can finance right. And so we kept our debt at 3.5% that was currently on the deal. We then took a supplemental, which is another loan against the property, and we refied out $600,000 straight to the house, and we're going to lever that to put into another deal. So huge benefits to multifamily, a lot more zeros, it's bigger. You're able to refi, or if you so choose, you can pay down the loan. Your residents are paying in every month, paying down the loan for you. Either way you go, refi, loan pay down, huge benefit, long-term net worth.
And this is important, Jake, before you wrap this thing up. The refi and roll works, like you said, if you buy right. And on that $600,000 refinance that Jake is talking about, it was only a 25-unit deal. That's all it was. And we've been able to add so much value to it. And guess what?
So you're telling me if you do 50 units, you could become a millionaire?
Yes, I am. and the importance of that is it's a loan against you. So you have $600,000 of cash accessible. You would need to earn over $1 million in
tax
income
deferred
on a W-2. So there's so many benefits to it. And I want to give a big shout out to a Jake and Gino student, Matt Damon, up in Massachusetts. He just refied out 80% of his proceeds on an 8-unit. crushing it. I mean, he's probably making $3,000 a month in cash flow on that property. But the amazing thing is 80% of the proceeds that they put in initially are refied out in this part of the market cycle. Can you imagine when rates drop and values go up a little bit more in the next 18 months? He's going to go back to the refi till. So it's refi and roll over $20 million that we've been able to do and roll it into the next deal. It's all about the conveyor belt. Start getting those deals on that conveyor belt. Start letting that equity matriculate and being able to pull that out and put that money into the next deal, Jake.
Here's a deal. I'm going to break it down for everybody. What's a good investment look like to you? If you don't know, I'll tell you what a good investment looks like to us. Cash flow, dividend payment, whatever you want to say every month, amazing tax benefits, appreciation or a hedge against inflation, scalability, and the ability to refi or lever, okay, lever that that using the bank, OPM, other people's money, or pay down the loan. Gang, this was fun. And as always, we believe in buying deals with the ability to hold the deal for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. He's the G-Daddy, and we make it happen. We'll see you next time.